The multi-trillion-dollar law known as the CARES Act expires at the end of the month, and this week likely marks Hawaii's last chance to use emergency pandemic relief funds given to the state by the federal government. When Congress approved more than $2 trillion in pandemic relief in March, it came with a catch. All the money had to be spent before January 1st, 2021. Unspent funds would be returned to the U.S. Treasury.
The bottom line, unless federal government changes something in the next week or so, the good and the service must be received by the 30th.
That's Jill Takuda with the Hawaii Data Collaborative, which has been tracking the funds. With the new year nearly upon us, the group estimates the state of Hawaii has only spent around half of the more than $1 billion it received to help residents and businesses with pandemic costs. The deadline means no more rent assistance payments or restaurant spending cards. For nonprofits, it also means the end of community services paid for with CARES Act funds.
There's no money to pay people in January.
Sandy Ward is the executive director of Hui Ohoʻo Honua, a group that does environmental restoration around the Pearl Harbor watershed. Before the pandemic, all their work was completed by volunteers, but for several months, they've been using CARES funds to provide out-of-work residents so-called green-collar jobs. Ward has been able to hire workers at $15 an hour to continue Hui Ohoʻo Honua's work, but come January 1st, they'll be out of a job.
When that money dies up, these kids literally are thinking, okay, in January, can I pay rent?
In addition to asking for more money, states and cities around the country have been lobbying Congress to extend the end-of-year deadline. But Jill Takuda says if that doesn't happen in the next few days, it may be too late.
If we do get those 11th hour decisions and changes, in some cases, the ball might be pretty far down the hill already.
That's because the state legislature added a condition when it divvied up Hawaii's CARES funds. By state law, any remaining money will be transferred to the state's Unemployment Insurance Trust Fund on December 28th. The state will likely begin that process sometime this week to make sure nothing has to be returned to Washington. Sending the money to a government bank account rather than people in need may seem like a bad outcome, but Takuda, who was once a state senator, says there's a silver lining. The state spent its entire unemployment fund earlier this year and had to take out a roughly $1 billion loan to keep benefits flowing.
It has to be paid back. It has to be replenished. And keep in mind, the ones that would have to be looked at to replenish a lot of these funds would be businesses and the awful consideration of having to increase rates.
A higher tax rate is not something most local businesses are in a position to withstand. Paying down a big chunk of that unemployment loan will save state taxpayers money on interest and free up other funds for ongoing expenses. But it also leaves financially troubled residents without a lifeline going into 2021. Only Congress has the power to restore it. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.